Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank you so much for tuning in on this evening. And I am your host for this evening, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And we're going to have a word of prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day, for the mercy that you bestowed upon us. You've been so good to us, and we don't deserve your goodness nor your mercy. But we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for bringing us together one more time to be on this broadcast. Oh, my God, we pray that you will bless this broadcast on tonight, that you will save souls, that you will deliver, heal, and forgive. We know that God is able. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We are dependent on you tonight because we know that you can do all things. We know that you can deliver, you can save, heal, and forgive. And we are trusting you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the love that you have bestowed upon us. Oh, my God, we pray that you come in the room, that you meet us here tonight, that you pour out of your spirit and let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash us in your blood, oh, Lord. Make us ever whole. We want to be pure. We want to be sound, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish in our lives. First, oh, Lord, we want to be found worthy in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon every listener tonight, that you will touch and heal, that you will deliver tonight. You know all of the prayer requests. We pray that you will grant it according to thy will. Pray that you look on those, oh, Lord, those who have strayed away, those who have turned, oh, Lord, and gone back into a way of error. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. We pray that you give them a mind to come back to you, a mind to want to serve you, oh, Lord. Change their mind, Jesus. Help them, oh, Lord. We know you're able tonight. We're dependent on you, Lord. Thou art a miracle worker. You can work every situation out. We're trusting in you tonight, Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done. Move for your people, oh, Lord. Grant the petitions that are desired. You know all about us, and you know what we need. You know, Jesus, fix it for us, oh, Lord. Fix it for your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on the youth. We pray that you touch their minds and give them a mind to want to serve you and want to live for you. Give them a mind to want to work for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. You're able, Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Look on them, O Lord. Touch their minds, O Lord. Touch their hearts. Give them a mind to seek your face and call on your name. Realize there's power in your name, and you're able to save. You're able to deliver. You're able to heal, Jesus. We're dependent on you, Lord. You are the God of our salvation. Jesus, help us, oh, Lord. While we're down here praying and while we're waiting, Lord, move in a mighty way. Lift heavy burdens. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Deal with the Holy Ghost and help somebody, Lord, to seek to do your will, to please you, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on our leaders, that you will lead God and direct their path. Show them which way you would have them to go. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, lead God and direct. You said for us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you may direct our path. And we believe your word today. We believe you. We are trusting in you, taking you at your word. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on this broadcast. Continue to bless. Continue to heal those. Encourage the people of God and help them to be able to stand. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we need more grace. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us tonight, Jesus. We need to hear from you, Lord. We want you to speak to our souls tonight. You know what we have need of. You know all about us tonight, Lord. Fix it tonight, Jesus. Have thine own way and let thy will be done. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the way that you made. We thank you, oh, Lord, that art a way maker. And I thank you, oh, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we thank you, oh, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us, continue to make ways for us, help us to continue to look to you and take you at your word. Move every hindering cause, find every evil work. Help us, oh, Lord. stop the mouths of lying. Help us, Jesus, to go through our tests and trials to stand, having done all. Help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou able. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Ever lead us on to victory. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And again, we do thank you all for tuning in on this evening. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. And also, I just want to take this time to acknowledge our late Vice President and Southern District Overseer, Pastor Louis Marshall Sr., who was also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God there in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, which will be taken from the 8th number of Psalms. And beginning with verse 1, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That is, again, Psalm 8, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. Our Lord, our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Praise the Lord. Thus I have read to you the 8th number of Psalms in its entirety of 9 verses. Praise the Lord. And we just thank the Lord for the scripture. And at this time, I will be giving some announcements. We ask that you will continue in prayer for the bereaved families, and also let us keep our youth in prayer, our leaders, and also one another. I won't go through the list of names on our prayer list, but we want you to know that we are continuing in prayer for each and every one of you who have requested prayer. And also, just want to let you know that the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you may listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. Again, that website is www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. The word one is spelled out, O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at Prayer Works Ministry, the number 100100@gmail.com. You can correspond with us by postal mail at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you desire prayer, please send us your prayer request via email, postal mail, or by texting us at 410-209-7503. Also, we invite you, if you desire to be on our broadcast along with us, we invite you to use our guest call-in line where you can be heard on the broadcast. If you have a song, if you have remarks after the message, or if you have some words of encouragement, something that the Lord laid on your heart to say, you are certainly welcome to use our guest call-in line, which is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And at this time, we're going to have a selection. I believe Evangelist Dr. Khadija is on the broadcast, and if she cares to, she may sing a selection at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I heard that opening scripture, and that how God, he is very, very excellent, and all the earth he's excellent, and it made me think of that song, "Oh Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent, how excellent, the Lord is so excellent, how excellent is thy name, there is none like you, none like you, none like you. Jesus, excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. Jesus is excellent. Thy name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is the Lord. Jesus is excellent, is thy name, O Lord. How excellent, Lord, you're excellent. The Lord is so excellent.
How excellent is
thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. And before we go to the word, we have Evangelist May on the line. We're going to ask if she would have some words of encouragement before we have the message. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through, Dr. Amin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent. You began with that scripture, and then it ended with that scripture. Oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. There's none other name, than the name of Jesus, which by we must be saved. Calling on the name of Jesus, that's what caused us to be saved. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I want to encourage everyone on the line, and especially the people of God, to continue to praise and worship the name of the Lord, because he is excellent and his name is excellent. So we're not going to prolong this time, but at this time we want to present to you in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen for the night from Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. And let us pray for her and with her as she brings forth the word of God. God bless you, Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for that introduction. We just thank God for everything that's been said and done. And I truly thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. And we're going to prepare for the word of God. I was on the PNN network a while back, and there's a message that I would like to share with you. And I'm going to put that message on tonight. Praise the Lord. So I already preached the message. I'm just going to let it go forth at this time. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, Pastor. Amen. Sheila, I'm with you tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord, and I honor whom honor is due. I tell you, God is a mighty good God, and I am blessed to be here one more time. So happy to have this invitation and to be ministering with you one more time by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. I do thank God for this great opportunity. And without prolonging the time, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble ourselves before you. We open our hearts, O Lord, and we open our ears. We want to hear from you on tonight. O God, we ask that you will speak unto us, that you will minister to us, Lord Jesus, in a special way. The things that we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. O God, if any is sick, let them be healed through your word. Oh, Lord, if anyone is discouraged, let them be encouraged. We believe you, Lord God, and we take you at your word, and we count it done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again for his goodness and for his mercy. I truly enjoy the opening prayer and the opening scripture that was read, also for selection, talking about clean my heart. Amen. we need God to clean our heart so that we can follow him. Amen. I thank the Lord for what my ears have heard, and I'm yet rejoicing for the goodness of the Lord. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And the scriptures I have tonight are taken from the 137th number of Psalms. And that's verses 1 through 4. And then we have Psalm 42, verses 1 through 3, and verse 11. And also, Acts 16, chapter, verses 25 through 34. Praise the Lord. So we'll begin with Psalm 137, verse 1 reads, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mercy. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Psalm 2, verse 1. "As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?" Verse 11. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." Acts chapter 16, verse 25. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountains of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Then Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, to be saved. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. And my title tonight of this message is, Lord, Revive My Praise. Lord, Revive. And the theme is Time for a Praise Elevation Revival. Praise be to God. In the 137th number of Psalms, Here is the song that's framed before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're bringing out, rather, how the children of Israel, they were taken captive. And there they were by the rivers of Babylon, sitting down, crying, weeping, when they remembered God, when they thought about how they used to sing these glorious songs of Zion. They remembered the Mount Zion where they gathered together for God. And when they thought about that being in captivity, they were sad. They began to sit there and to weep because they were being tormented, ridiculed, and sometimes the enemy will taunt us like that. Torment us, ridicule us, do all kinds of things. And so they describe how they hang their hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. Hallelujah. They were carried away captive by the captors, and they were requiring them to sing a song. And they were taunting them, more or less. This was just making fun of them and telling them to sing one of those songs of Zion, like they used to sing. You know, but they were sad, and they hung their harp on the willow tree and asked themselves this question: how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Praise be to God. And I know that sometimes we may feel a little discouraged, a little cast down. But God's power to revive our praise. Amen. Where the enemy tries to steal our praise away from us, he doesn't want us to give glory and honor to God or even praise our God. God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. As I do research and look up words, to revive means to restore to life, regain consciousness or strength, refresh, energize, reinvigorate, and there are other words. But you understand that this word revive means to restore, to bring back to the original state of life, of strength, energy. Amen. Praise God. And we need God to revive our praise in instances like this, because there are those times when trouble is all around us. We have the weight that continue to pile up on us, so much so that we feel weighted down and we're just not able to give God praise that we desire to give unto him. We know that God is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. But the enemy will try to interfere with our praise and cause us to be despondent like the children of Israel were down there by the rivers of Babylon while they were in captivity. Praise be to God. But the psalmist in 42nd number of Psalms says, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. You just got to be hungry and thirsty for the Lord. He says, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come
come and appear before God. Well, hallelujah. When can I come before God and get revived? When can I come and get more strength? I'm here to tell you that God is available 24/7. You can always appear before the Lord whenever your heart is overwhelmed. You can go to the rock Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will revive your soul. If you're thirsty for the living God, come on before him at the altar of your heart or in the sanctuary. Fall down at the altar and call upon the living God. Amen. You can come before him at all times. As he said in the third verse, my tears have been my meat day and night while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? So they were just making fun of the children of Israel and saying, where's your God? And sing us these Zion songs, you know, just trying to make them feel bad. And they felt out of place. They felt out of their element. And they began to just feel like they were in despair, so much so that they could not sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Well, glory be to God, but we are encouraged through Acts, the 16th chapter, when Paul and Silas, they were also captured because of the work of the Lord, because they were doing the will of God. And so they were, I believe, they refused, hallelujah, to just sit there and do nothing. As the psalmist said in 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And this is what we have to do, no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter what test or trial we're going through, tribulation. For all of this, we must hope in God. And as we make up our minds following this example, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. I may not feel like going, but I'm going to press my way. And I'm going to yet praise him. Hallelujah. So, you better hope in God. Why are you disquieted? And I believe that Paul and Silas stopped at midnight feeling that despondent feeling, feeling captured and bound in a strange land, feeling like, no doubt, they could not sing or praise God in a strange land. But at midnight, hallelujah, I believe they made up their minds saying they were hoping God and yet praise him. So Paul and Silas prayed. Glory to hallelujah. They went before the living God. They needed God to do something special. Well, praise God. And they prayed first and began to sing praises unto God. So that tells us that there is power in our praise when we send those praises up to God. God will send down the blessing. And while they prayed and sang these praises, the prisoners who were in there with them also heard the prayer, and they heard the praises of God going up. Hallelujah. I believe that God has revived their praise and also elevated their praise to the next level. And let's see what happens after they started praying and singing praises unto God. The 25th verse, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loose. Hallelujah. Lord was on a high level. Amen. God had revived their praise and elevated to the next level, to the level that caused doors to be opened, chains to be broken. Hallelujah. Bands to be loosed by the power of Almighty God. God caused a great earthquake to happen and shook everything loose. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Have you even considered what level your praise is on? Amen. Is it kind of low?
Chomsky.
And here, Paul and Silas, they had their praise on a high level. And then God suddenly began to manifest himself. It says at midnight when they started praying and singing praises unto God, suddenly the earthquake happened. The foundation of the prison was shaken. The doors were open. Everyone said, glory to God. And God began to work on it. See, God, he will send deliverance without praise. God has been healing without praise. There have been times that I've witnessed someone called upon to come up and sing a praise unto God. They take the mic and they start singing. All of a sudden, the power of God come down on them and begin to move on them. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost begins to take control. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the soul is saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God will do wonders with our praise. But we need to go before the living God. We need to be thirsty for him. Amen. And know that he is available 24/7. And we can call upon him. It was midnight. And Paul and Silas called on him. He showed up. Oh, yes, Lord. It doesn't matter what time it is, day or night, he will show up. Oh, yes, Lord. And he showed up here. So the keeper of the prisoner, he woke up out of his sleep and he saw that the prison doors were open, and of course, if he didn't keep the prison or do his job, he knew that his life was over. His life was in jeopardy. So rather than being killed or put to death, he thought that he would take his own life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But God had a simple plan because somebody's praise was on a high level. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So supposing to take his own life, he thought all the prisoners had gone away. But Paul began to cry out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm. We are all here. Even though God has opened all the doors of the prison, loose everyone's bands, everybody stayed in prison. They didn't go reaching and running out of there. Oh, I'm free, I'm free. But they stayed right in place because God had a simple plan. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And if you can just apply this to your own life, I know we have situations and we have circumstances. Praise the Lord. And I believe Apostle Paul, he began to say in Romans, the 5th chapter, that he was glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Amen. It was patience. Patience
Thou shalt be saved,
and thy hands. Not just you, but your whole household. Everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God, he will take care of us. But we have to be willing to come to him and trust him in all situations. Praise the Lord. It might happen to you or someone you know, somebody close to you, but praise your way out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep on praising until you feel all the bands are loose, until all the chains are broken. Amen. Until the doors swing open. Just keep on praising. Amen. Just keep praising. The psalmist said, even though his soul was cast down and disquieted within him, he said, hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him. Amen. So he was determined that he would yet praise God and refer to God as the help of his countenance and refer to him as his God, saying, my God. Amen. And God would give us joy and unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Joy and unspeakable. Praise be to God. Having that in the 34th verse, and when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and restored. For that great joy came. Hallelujah. The keeper of the prison. God had done a great thing in his life. And he brought the men of God to his house. And he set meat before them. He fed them. Hallelujah. And he began to rejoice, believing in God with all his family. Praise the Lord. So God is still the same God. He's still working miracles. He's still breaking people out of prison, not illegally, but legally. Amen. In the spirit. Praise God. God is doing wonders for his people. Hallelujah. I'm just happy that I'm so. I thank the Lord for this opportunity, and now it is time to share the book. As we already stated, we can go to him at any time. And we want to go to him believing him, being patient and waiting. We want God to revive praise for the inner intent. This great and relationship with God. Praise the Lord. A daily basis or however long you set for you to have a great elevation with God. Every day, if you wake up in the morning, you just want to shout out and praise unto God. Let that be your elevation to the next level. Glory to God. And the higher your praise, the greater the blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us enter together into a praise elevation revival. Lord, elevate our praise. Oh, Lord, revive my praise. Maybe you have been struggling and just barely making it and haven't really been praising God that much. Hallelujah. You can be revived. Your praise can be revived, rejuvenated. Amen. Jumpstart. Restore. Glory. Hallelujah. It can happen for you tonight to the point where your faith will get your praise to the next level. So let us go to God in prayer. And let's believe God together, because God is already working. He's already moving. He's already healing. He's already doing great things and many wonders. praise the Lord, and what he's done and is doing for others, he can do the same thing for you. All you have to do is just believe God and just come to him as you are, no matter where your stance is with God. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, tonight you can get to know him if you're willing to repent, to be sorry for the wrong you've done, for all the sins you've committed, and willing to ask God for mercy. Ask God to forgive your sins and to take your sins away, to have mercy on you and to save you. And he will do that. And if you believe on the Lord,
you may begin speaking now.
We can give God some praise. Sometimes you can be healed because you're giving God praise. Amen. I'm a witness that if you give God praise, even when you're sick, he's done it for me. I can speak from experience. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the trouble that we have going on in our lives is because we have a lack of strength. Amen. Our praise level is a little too low. We need to bring that on up a little higher. Oh, praise be to God and give God praise that is due to his name. When we praise God, how God will take us and he will fight our battle. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is just give him praise and he will do the rest. Amen. Praise God. Maybe there's someone whose name been called on prayer and have a special request or a special desire of the Lord. I'm here to tell you that God will grant that unto you if you can only believe. Praise the Lord. And at this time, let us go to God together and let us take all of our requests and make them known to him right now. In our hearts, let's talk to God. You can even say it out of your mouth right now. What it is, you don't have to talk to you. And if you don't have any specific thing to name, and you just want a blessing from the Lord, you can just ask God to bless you, and he will do just that. So we are praying for those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, laid up on the sick bed, afflicted. We are praying for you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Believing God along with you, that God will heal you and make you whole. Oh, thank you, Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord and just forget everything and everybody and just focus directly on the Lord. Just focus on the living God and him only. Put everything else out of your mind and out of your thoughts. And just focus on him right now. And we're going right now into the presence of the Lord with our hearts humble and our minds on the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we come to you tonight, Lord, humbling before you, calling upon you, Lord, just want to say thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. And Lord, as we are here in your presence, we pray this prayer, Lord God, your prayer of faith, believing that your ears are open to our prayer. We believe, Lord, that you have inclined your ear to listen to us at this moment. Well, thank you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will have mercy upon us and that you will forgive us, oh, my God, and blot out our transgressions. Wash away all of our sins. Lord, create
a clean heart,
and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, Lord, God, work on us and make us all over. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, in the name of Jesus, anything that you're not pleased with, anything that's in our hearts that should not be there, forgive us, Lord, and take it away. We pray tonight, oh, Lord, for those who don't know you but have repented in their hearts and are sorry for the sins they commit, and asking for mercy. Oh, God, we pray that you will save them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, come and abide in their hearts. Help with them, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Ghost come down and fill their soul in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. There's nothing impossible for you. There's no heart that you cannot change. Oh, God, there's no mind that you cannot redirect. But, Lord, you are in control. Everything is in your power. Oh, God, and we surrender to you. Glory to your name, Lord. Take control and have your way. We come to you tonight, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who are sick and afflicted, carrying diseases, illnesses, oh, Lord, and conditions in their bodies. We are praying tonight, Lord, for healing and for restoration of their health. Oh, God, restore their health unto them and rebuke the affliction. Oh, Lord, rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases. Oh, my Lord, we have the power. We ask you, Lord, to speak the word. Glory to you. And it may be done right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, look on the prayer. Look at the request that is written next to each name. Lord, every heart's desire. You know every need, Lord, my God, and we are asking you to grant the request according to your holy will. Lord, let it be done according to your will. Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to cause us to open our hearts to receive your word and to live by it daily. To speak the truth in our hearts, to live a holy life before you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Each and every day, we need you to take us down. We need you to lead, guide, and direct us. We need you to order our steps and to keep us in your will. Lord God, don't let us drift or wander off the path of righteousness, but keep us and preserve us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to do your will, to be obedient, humble, and obedient before you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And help us, Lord, to continue to minister on this broadcast and those, Lord, who are ministering together. We ask you, God, to please draw. brings greater unity for the ministers of the gospel to come together and unite as one and to go forth as never before, spreading the gospel, the true gospel, preaching and promulgating the word. We know you're able to do all things. There's nothing impossible unto you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. And tonight, we are coming to you, asking these things in faith, Lord Jesus, praying, the family, believing together, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Lord, we know that you hear and you answer prayer. We thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for giving us access to come to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to just come into your presence. We give you thanks, hallelujah, because you've inclined your ear to listen to our prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, for deliverance of those who are bound. We thank you for the saving of those who are not saved. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for the restoration of the backsliders, for reclaiming their souls. We thank you, Lord, for the deliverance of the prisoners, of those who are in the jail and in the prison, my God. We thank you for salvation unto us. Lord, glory to your name. We praise your name, Lord. We thank you for providing for those in need, and especially those who are without food or shelter. We thank you tonight, Lord, for making the way for them and providing for them, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we are asking you, Lord, a special blessing for our leaders. Oh God, every leader, we are asking that you will have mercy, that you will give vision, revelation, and understanding concerning leading your people. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. Teach them, Lord, how to be a leader, an example of a leader, a role model to all those who are following them as they follow Christ. Oh, blessed Savior. We know you're able. We believe it and we count it. And we thank you. We ask, God, that you will bless the visionary of this ministry, Evangelist Bradley. May your hand be upon him, Lord. Let your union ever rest on him. Do them even more for your service. And all the advisors and the co-hosts, we ask you to bless them abundantly, Lord, even to uphold her in the ministry and to labor with her. Oh, my God. Every listener, wherever they may be, may the sense of blessing come upon them tonight and take control of them. Let the blessing overtake them. And now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer, that you grant our petition. Lord, we ask this night that you will elevate every body. We ask in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Praise be to God. We just thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. We just thank God for everything that has been that is done on this broadcast. And at this time, I do believe we have Brother Muhammad on the broadcast with us. It is probably the source of the background noise, but we're going to give way for remarks, and then we're going to hear from him. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying, Lord, revive my praise. And time for a praise elevation revival. And she began to illustrate the power that praise has. And, you know, if praise can break literal chains and open up doors, you know, what other thing can it do? It would have been a miracle if Paul and Silas, if only their chains were broken, but all the prisoners were freed. And our praise, it's not only for us, but Saul and his household, they were saved because Paul and Silas gave God praise. And she talked about how the Lord can revive it. You know, we might be imprisoned, our hearts hanging on those little trees, but when God revives us, we have the freedom to go forth no matter the situation. I enjoy the word of God. You know, me have been recording. I enjoy it. And when I say there's any funny, keep on pitching the word of God. God bless you, Brother Muhammad.
Praise the Lord. Thanks the Lord for the word of God. Coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen, I tell you, this is the time that we need to praise the Lord. And by praising the Lord, we can get our deliverance. Sometimes we be going through different things and the devil's trying to oppress us. But if we start giving God some praise, I tell you, the Lord could take over. He could heal us. He can deliver us, whatever is going on in our lives. The Lord will give us strength to overcome it. I thank God for that beautiful message on tonight. Glory to God. Lord, revive our praise. That's what we need because, I tell you, we're living in the time now where people are just sitting around and moping around, not giving God a praise, but that's where our deliverance comes in, praising the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I just thank God for that word and for that prayer. Coming through Evangelist Hameen, I tell you, I could feel that prayer that was going forth. I tell you, God, he knows just what we have need of. Thank God for the word and prayer on tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist Hameen to keep allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks, encouraging remarks. And we have Brother Muhammad. You want to say something, Brother Muhammad?
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
The Lord for that encouraging message and that praise, you know, that very encouraging message about Paul and Silas, how they begin to pray. And God began to move by his spirit even while they were in the prison. And they caused the jailer to cry out, what must I do to be saved? And I just thank God that, you know, he puts that praise on the inside. It says that he inhabits the praise of his people. So that's very encouraging for me. It makes me want to praise God ever the more, even while I'm in this trying situation, because I know God can do all things. So I encourage Evangelist Hameen to keep preaching the word of God. And I humbly ask that you guys continue to pray for me.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, Brother Muhammad. We're praying for you. We just thank God for this broadcast and for all our listeners. We thank God for each one of you. And thank you also for your prayers. We ask you to continue to pray for us. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast. Do we have anything else at this time? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And we, again, like I stated, look forward to you tuning in. Our next broadcast will be on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Good night.